Ruby Riders Pagan Paradise, podcast number 140, on August 20th, 2016. Now, I know y'all are going to be freaking out because two podcasts, 2 days in a row, right? But I thought I'd surprise you, first of all. And second, it's Pride. So I figured, why not do a special celebratory Pride podcast, lead off with that, and just really shock the hell out of all my listeners, because you're all so patient waiting for these podcasts, and I do appreciate that. I'm trying to get them out more often, doing a little bit better job, but weekly is definitely my aim. But hey, I don't think in the whole history of doing podcasts I have ever done 2 days in a row. I have followed a podcast with another one just a few days after, but I don't think I've ever done two days in a row. So, you know, there's a first time for everything. Weehaw. So happy Pride, everybody. Ventura has chosen this weekend for their Pride celebration, and they have an outreach program that has this on their website. Our mission is to promote diversity, education, mental and physical health via community outreach to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender population, as well as the general public. All of this year's Pride events seek to show that we're proud of who we are and that we can all stand together as part of the community at large, without regard to age, race, gender, sexual orientation, gender expression, socioeconomic status, or any other secondary characteristics. Yes. So the plan is to go down to the Pride celebration in the park and see what they've got going there. They have events happening from 11 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. After that, my daughter and I are going to head home and have a few friends over tomorrow night. And I do believe there is a breakfast tomorrow morning at another place that we might attend as well. So we're going to kick up our heels for the very first time and check out Pride. I hope you are all enjoying Pride yourself whenever, whatever weekend it is that your town celebrates it. I do know that Santa Barbara is celebrating theirs next weekend, and I'm imagining it might be a little fancier than Ventura, so we might sneak up there next weekend and check it out. Okay, on to your letters. One of the first things I want to share with you is a guy who wrote me an email, and the subject said number 139, because he sent it to me before I put the podcast out. And these were the only words he had in the body of the email. Miss the weekly audio coach, consistently sharing life-changing words for how to approach the topic of proverbial broach without reproach. That's a lovely combination of words. And they were actually quite inspiring to me. I was already starting to work on the podcast, but it was lovely to get that. And it gave me a little bit of a push to get it out a little bit sooner. So that was fantastic to receive. And by the way, all you people out there that are just drooling for every podcast I put out, do recall that if you are a patron of mine, you get that podcast a day early. And you can get that for as little as $1 a month. So if that appeals to you and you sort of like the idea of getting that before it's released to the general public, so to speak, you like the idea of feeling special and getting it as soon as you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/RubyRider, or you can click the Support My Work button on the right of my website. And literally, you can have those podcasts a day early for as little as $1 per month. That's all it takes. You are also privy to postings on the Patreon blog that I have there, and a lot of those don't show up on my general blog. So you get to feel special, and you would be special, because my patrons are all very, very special. I am already up to $177 a month, which is very close to my first goal of $250 a month. So anybody out there that's thinking about it, help kick me up a little bit. Every dollar helps, seriously. Okay, next letter. This actually came from the Pegging Paradise Forum. And I read something from this couple in the last podcast, number 139. This is the spanking couple who live in Las Vegas. And you know, he alluded to his first experience having something to do with having a little bit too much whiskey, and I found where he wrote it, and I want to share it with you. And by the way, if any of you out there are thinking about joining the forum and contributing, if you contribute something in my forum on my website and you have any inclination that it does not appear in my podcast, all you have to do is put a little note at the bottom of it. Otherwise, it's fair game. Because you people write some really interesting stuff on my forum, I gotta say. So here's the story. My wife found out about my fierce interest in pegging as a result of a little too much of my indulging in Jameson's Irish whiskey. I slipped one night after a few drinks, and it's been on the table ever since. I haven't gotten pegged by her yet, but I believe the day is coming. She recently played a little more than she has in the past, which is why I think my day is coming. In one of the instances where I switched and she spanked me, she went to the kitchen. I had no idea what she was doing, but she came back with a cup of ice. She took the ice cubes one by one and let them slowly melt down on my bare butt. That was on fire due to the spanking she had just given me. As they melted down, she slid them down into my crack and massaged my butthole with them. All of this felt amazing, and I would have gladly been happy with that. However, after massaging the ice cubes all over my butt and butthole, she started fucking my ass with the ice cube as long as she could hold on to it. When it melted down, she would fully insert it into my ass and leave it to melt. She did the exact same thing with 4 ice cubes, and I wish we had a freezer full because I couldn't get enough of that treatment. Afterwards, we had some pretty mind-blowing sex, and I told her the ice treatment was the hottest thing a girl has ever done to me. I hope that if she saw how much I like it, that we aren't too far from buying our first toys that aren't spanking-related. Believe me, I'll post when it first happens. Ooh, great ice cube story. That actually reminds me of doing that to someone else some time back. Ice cubes can be a lot of fun. So it sounds like she is just so close to the whole pegging thing that I'm a little astonished that you haven't asked her yet. I get the impression that you're kind of waiting for her to figure it out. And I really encourage you to just tell her. I mean, let her listen to podcast 112. Because she's already doing ass stuff. She seems really open-minded. And I don't see how it could go wrong because she is so close to doing this already. And I would encourage you not to wait too long, not to wait until she figures it out, because you know what? You could be pegging this whole time. You could have already told her and she could already be fucking you. Anyway, I just wanted to give you a little push, and totally it's up to you when you decide to tell her. And if you haven't already, please listen to podcast number 112 before you let her listen to it, because only you can make the decision of whether or not it's appropriate for her. But I really think you guys are there. I totally do. And of course, I would love to play the music for you, so let me know when I can. Okay, here we go. Here's the next one. What are the favorite positions for the man to experience the most pleasure? Me laying on my back is most comfortable, but getting pegged from behind is most exciting. Please share some insight. So that was a question on my forum, and then here is a response. Will I be allowed to come? Parentheses, full orgasm. If so, definitely on my back with legs trussed up in a harness. Then either she or myself can play with my penis. If not, then I'd prefer on the floor, on my knees with a pillow under my chest. That position is easy for her, so I'm more likely to get pegged hard, which usually leads to multiple earth-shattering orgasms, but they're not usually the type of orgasm that produces cum. Standing up and bent over the bed is nice. If she just wants to pound me silly for a few minutes, neither of us usually has an orgasm, but it's a fun quickie. If we're fisting, definitely on my back with my legs trussed up in a harness. She fists me with her right hand and plays with my penis with her left hand. She edges me over and over and over until I am a melted mess. She can feel when I'm close because her hand is inside me. She can feel my muscles start to squeeze and contract. So she knows when I'm getting close to an orgasm. We do this a lot, and she's become a master at stopping the stimulation at the exact time to prevent me from coming. It's deliciously frustrating. She did this to me one night for close to 2 hours. I think I was on the edge nearly 50 times. In the end, she didn't let me come. She just stopped and said, "That's enough. When you come back to Earth, put your cage on, and then go take a shower and wash off all the lube. We have dinner plans." Now, I wanted to read you this because that, you know, I told you in the last podcast that all you guys talking about chastity and orgasm denial, orgasm delay, is really inspiring me. It's definitely inspiring me. And this is another one that was so damn hot, Jesus, that I had to read it to you. And it's such an interesting dynamic. It's such an interesting feeling that I have of when I read that and I think of her saying, "No, you know, put it back in the cage. You don't get to come." It kind of gives me a little pulse in my clit. You know, it's like, ooh, that's a turn on. And I'm curious to know how it feels to you guys, because it would seem like it would be frustrating, but I'm curious what part of that feels so good. What part of that is something that you crave and really learn to enjoy? Because the control I get, but when you're totally hard and you want to come and you don't get to, tell me about why that is such an exciting thing for you. I'd love to hear some input from some of you listeners on that. This is a damn hot story, and it's on my forum. See, I keep telling you guys you should check out the forum. And no, it's only been 24 hours, but I still don't have the thing fixed for iPads and iPhones. My bad. We're working on it. Okay, here is the next one. "Hey, Ruby. It is..." and then I'm not going to mention his name, "from podcast number 125. Everything has been going well and we are still pegging away. I know I am a lucky guy because my girlfriend still is the one who initiates our pegging sessions. She starts by going down on me. And while she is sucking me and kneeling between my legs on the bed, she also slowly nudges her knees under my legs a little at a time. And I know what she wants. As I start to lift my legs up while rubbing her thighs, she smiles and knows that all systems are go for her to take over, and just asks me to put her gear on her. While the sessions don't always last as long as I would like, she also seems to come very hard from the vibrations from the Tantus Leisure that we use in her spare parts harness. She just rolls on her back totally relaxed. What a role reversal. Thanks again for all the product suggestions in your podcast, by the way. I can't tell you how much I have enjoyed pegging and the journey we have taken these past months. I am so glad that my girlfriend suggested it, because I never would have had the courage or even thought I would like it. Don't knock it till you try it. Really applies here. Okay, now I am ready to progress and would like some input from you. First, I know you hate Astroglide, but I have tried Liquid Silk and others, and only the Astroglide gel has been smooth enough for me and doesn't irritate me or sting. Do you know of any gels that are good to try? The second thing is that my girlfriend asked me recently if I would consider using the spare parts Deuce harness and a dildo on her so she can experience double penetration. Of course, I said I would be up for whatever she wanted to try. She wanted me to buy the components for her, and I had to smile because I have an ulterior motive. I think I'm ready to progress to a bigger dildo, and if I can get one that I would like to use too, and let it be by her request and not mine. I don't know why I'm still hesitant to ask for things like this, but I guess it's how guys are programmed. I don't hide the fact that I love being pegged, and she knows that I'm always willing when she is. I have told her that I always want it to be when she's in the mood for it, because I'm most turned on when she is, and I wouldn't get as much out of it if it was just because I asked for it. I have picked out the Tantus Allen O2 for her, because it is a little wider and also straight, but it still vibrates. It's comparable to what we have now. I have found that the Leisure's curve is an issue for me sometimes if we try to change positions, and also I have not been comfortable being taken from behind with it. I just can't seem to keep from feeling jabbed, so I thought a non-curved dildo would fix that. Any other product suggestions or position suggestions would be great. The last question is, now that I am fully engrossed in all that is pegging, I always want to read more about it. I seem to always check for articles, and except for Cosmo, there still isn't many places that mention it semi-regularly except for the excellent work that you do. What are other places to look for articles or good search terms to use? Because I either use Pegging Sex or Pegging Sex forums. I hope you do a sequel to podcast number 115, the one with the women's stories, because that really helped me, and also it was very hot. What can I say? I'm hooked now, and I hope my girlfriend doesn't realize how much power she wields now with my desire for her to take me. Ha ha. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, right? I will let you know how our next steps go. I plan to take a picture of the new purchases on my phone and surprise her sometime soon while we're at dinner or before meeting friends for drinks and whisper what I'm going to do to her later that night. I want her to be thinking about it all evening and know it is her fantasy fulfillment time. Thanks again for all you do, and I just wished that you could make it to the East Coast sometime to conduct a class. Have a great Labor Day. So first of all, let me go from the last part to the beginning. Go backwards here. I will probably not make it to the East Coast to teach a class anytime soon. However, the webinars are starting to happen, you guys. All you have to do is go to my website and click the tab that says Education. And there will be links to classes, and there will also be links to webinars. Now, if you go there right now, I don't have a current one scheduled yet, but that will be happening very, very soon. And I'll go ahead and announce it here on the podcast as well. Right now, what's happening is I have a class scheduled on August 28th, Sunday, down in Long Beach once again. So anybody who's a Southern California person, it's another chance to go to two classes, beginning and advanced pegging. And each class takes about an hour and a half, and then you have half an hour in between, take a little break. Afterwards, I am very happy to give you personalized equipment purchasing advice. And actually, what Tiffany told me was that the next five people who buy tickets to those classes get $25 off a $100 purchase. So if what you wanted to do was to come and learn about pegging and then get the equipment, then this is a great chance to do that. It's a good deal. And okay, so anyway, back to you wanting to learn. No, I'm not going to make it to the East Coast, but you can check out my webinars. So let's see what else here. I've had a lot of people ask, actually, about another podcast of the Women's Stories, number 115. So yes, I will do a repeat on that. I'm not sure when, but soon, because people are asking. That was definitely a very, very popular one. And you also mentioned that Astroglide works, you know? I don't like Astroglide, but sometimes you just have to respect what your body likes. And if that is the one that doesn't burn for you, and that is the one that works and makes everything real smooth and you respond well to it, then I wouldn't worry about it. I would just use it. Because, you know, I can talk all day about the stuff that's in there that shouldn't be in there, but your body is the test. And I know that you had mentioned that you tried this liquid silk and it burned. Well, then there's definitely something in there that your body doesn't like. And if the Astroglide gel is the one that doesn't irritate, then go for it. Oh, you also mentioned the Spare Parts Deuce. This is really exciting because the Spare Parts Deuce, for any of you who are listening that don't know, is a harness that has two openings and is meant to be worn by a man. So his cock goes through one of the holes and then a dildo goes through the other and sits above his cock. So that's how you can get the double penetration. So that's a really exciting thing. And I like your sort of ulterior motive of getting a larger dildo because you're kind of ready to size up a little bit. I do think that your choice of getting something straight is a good one. The way that you've described how it feels when she's using the curved one is exactly the type of feelings that I would hear a guy talk about and then use a straight one. Some guys love the curved ones and it doesn't feel like it's jabbing at all. It feels like it's hitting exactly the right spot and putting just the right amount of pressure on it. And then other guys, their prostates are just much more sensitive. And not just the prostate, because I mean, you can turn the dildo and you can turn it the other way so it's not against the prostate. But I would imagine it still feels a little bit like it's jabbing. It's almost like just they're more sensitive altogether. So yes, the straight one is an excellent purchase. That's a great idea. Okay, and the last question that I'm seeing here in your letter is that you want to read about pegging more. Well, if you're looking for informational articles, there's not that many, and you probably have encountered as many as you're going to here and there on different blogs and things. One of the places you might want to hang out is the Reddit pegging group. Reddit is a huge forum board, and it is divided up into a zillion different subreddits that pretty much cover any subject you can possibly imagine. The Reddit pegging group, last time I looked, it had about 40,000 people. There's probably a whole lot more now. I was the moderator there for a number of years, and now I just kind of hang out and answer questions once in a while. So that's an interesting place just to watch people talk about things, hear about their first times, get answers to questions, observations, and different things like that. As far as informational, though, just, you know, learning about pegging, there's not a lot out there. There really isn't. So I'll try and write more for you, but I'm not really sure what to tell you because you're doing the searches and everything. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of those articles, like in Cosmo and things like that, are just little sound bites, and they're not really written very well. And, you know, I go through them and see things like how prostate is misspelled prostrate, and they don't even catch it. And it's kind of like, oh, you people are really trying, but you don't have a clue what you're writing about. You just know that this is a popular subject right now, and it's going up in popularity, so you want to have it represented on your website. So it's a little disappointing. At the same time, I am very happy to see the exposure out there. I'm really happy that some relatively mainstream websites are starting to carry articles about pegging, even if they kind of rehash stuff over and over again. The five best positions and the five next best positions and blah, blah, blah. In fact, I was solicited by a website to allow them to republish my article, The Truth About Strapless Strap-Ons. And so I did a search on their website, which has a lot of traffic, by the way. The website shall remain unnamed. And it was so funny because one of the articles that I found when I put in anal, I think that's the search word I put in their website. It says the five best positions to play with his ass or something like that, right? So one of the positions that this person recommended who wrote the article was rimming. Okay, that doesn't make any sense, people. Rimming is not a position. Rimming is something you do to someone's asshole, right? So that was a little puzzling. And then number one and number four were the same. They were both missionary. It's just number one was described putting his legs up, you know, and having a pillow underneath his ass. And then number four was missionary. So what I thought, honestly, was that they could really use someone who could write them some accurate information about pegging. I don't really have any high hopes that I will have anything reprinted on this website that I have written previously, because I do know that they actually expect people to pay them if they write a special article, and not reprint one from another place. But if you want to write for these people, normally you would think that the writer would get paid, right? No, the model has changed. The model has definitely changed. It's hard to get paid as a writer anymore. It's really, really difficult. So these people actually expect you to pay them for them to use your material on their website, which blows my mind. It absolutely explains the poor quality of the vast majority of articles that they have there, but yeah, so anyway, I'll let you know if my article gets reprinted there, but I'm not looking at it real optimistically at this point. And I wish I had more places to send you to read about pegging. There are a few blogs here and there where people talk about their own personal journeys. Sometimes they're Tumblrs, sometimes they're blogs. But other than that, in terms of informational, not so much. Now, you probably have found my Pegging 101 website, because you know I have Pegging Paradise, and that has the kink included. I kind of let my freak flag fly. And then there's Pegging 101 that doesn't have any of the kinky stuff, and it's just in my informational articles. So there's those two places, but you know, the Pegging 101 doesn't really have anything additional. It's just where I reprint the informational ones. So there you have it. Anyway, I am thrilled that you two are having such a great time and that the pegging is going swimmingly. I'm especially glad that she suggested it because of what you said about you probably never would have. So good on her that she was the one who approached you, because now you two are having a party, having such a good time. So congratulations. It was great to hear the update. Thanks for sending your letter in.
Do you fantasize about having a sexier, more satisfying life? Entice Me is devoted to teaching men and women about positive, pleasure-focused approaches to sexuality. Whether you're spicing it up in the bedroom with your partner, planning a private retreat, or looking to just feel sexier, Entice Me will help fulfill your desires. Entice Me works with your needs to make positive changes in your life, in and out of the bedroom. Entice Me offers an award-winning, luxury line of ultra-fashionable, sophisticated haute toys and pleasure objects, which are of the highest quality. With in-home education, demonstrations, and discreet shopping, you'll have the time of your life spicing up your sex life. So what are you waiting for? Visit enticeme.com for more information about our products and services, or simply call 714-386-9684. That's 714-386-9684. Entice Me, making it a sexier world.
Okay, this is another email. I gave a bunch of advice to a woman about equipment purchasing, and she wrote me back, and it turned into this hot description of what happened after they got the equipment. So I wanted to read it to you. I just wanted to thank you again for the advice on what dildo to choose. I went with your suggestions and ordered the Fuse Wild, the WeVibe Tango, and Slickwid from enticeme.com, and thanks for the 20% off. The dildo shaft was a little smaller than the leather hole in my harness. It definitely locked in tighter once I put the bullet vibrator in the dildo. So we were both excited to try out our new toys tonight. I had him take a shower and put his plug in to loosen him up a little. After I showered, I put on my Dom outfit, a black cupless and crotchless corset, black boots, and my strap-on. I had him take a quick picture before directing him to the bedroom. Once there, I tied him spread-eagle to the bed and blindfolded him. I caught him peeking as I gave him a blowjob, so punished him with the sting of my crop. After that, I rode his cock and told him he'd be riding my cock in just a few minutes. I could tell he was a little nervous, being the new toy was bigger than the last dildo. I lubed up and began pressing my new fat cock into his tight ass. He jumped as I pressed the head into his ass. He begged me to stop, which I did, for him to adjust. He was having trouble with the girth of the new toy. But after a few minutes, he turned into the bitch slut that he is. He began grinding on my fat purple cock, begging for more. I jerked and stroked his little cock as he took my much larger cock. I then untied him and told him to put his head on the bed and his ass in the air like a slut. He did as he was told, presenting his ass to me to be fucked. Once again, he had trouble taking the fat head of the Fuse Wild in his man pussy. Once it popped in, he jumped forward. I let him press back, fucking himself, until his ass swallowed all of my purple cock. I told him it was now time to get fucked, and I began pounding his ass hard and fast. He was moaning like such a little whore, which only made me fuck his pussy harder. I gave him a little reach around before instructing him to jerk himself off, as I made him take all 7 inches of my fat cock. I then turned on the WeVibe and smiled as he moaned like such a slut. Oh my God, loved that. He started coming all over the towel on the bed as I filled his ass over and over with every stroke of my purple cock. He collapsed into the pool of his own cum as I rode him down. I continued fucking his ass for a few more minutes, even though I knew he was finished minutes earlier. I then took off my strap-on, told my bitch boy to clean my toys, and made myself cum with my Hitachi. We have a girlfriend coming over this upcoming Saturday, so I'm looking forward to fucking her with my new toy as well. I'm attaching a pic from tonight. I hope you like it, and thank you again, Ruby. So, I am going to go ahead and post this picture up with the podcast. So, now you've heard the story, and now you can see the photo of the woman who wrote in. So, certainly this is a woman who is a bit like me with the whole dominant thing. Really appreciated hearing that story. Wow. So yeah, I wanted to read this to you guys. There are all kinds of different ways that we all enjoy pegging. And this one, yes, she's a woman after my own heart here. Loved this one, absolutely. I'm glad the toys worked out for you. Those fused dildos with the insertions for the vibrator really work well. And the Wild is the biggest one. I'm going to put that link for all of you people listening on my Linkorama so you can check it out. Thanks for writing in. Here's another email. Hi, Ruby. I just wanted to let you know that your website and podcasts, I've only listened to a few so far, have been a godsend for me and my wife. I recently told my wife of my secret fantasy about being pegged, despite the massive amount of fear that I had about being rejected or looked down upon because of it. To my relief and amazement, my wonderful wife is absolutely into the idea, and we are talking a lot and window shopping online for toys and harnesses. We are both very excited to start, and the information you have on your site has helped us so much. I am so glad that I found it before we started exploring. I guess I just cannot say thank you enough. I have felt like something was wrong with me for a very long time. I had never discussed anal play with anyone because of the stigma attached. That all changed after reading through your website. Thank you so much, and keep up the amazing work. Whew, that last paragraph, that's why I do what I do, everybody. That is exactly why I do what I do. It just makes me sad, and it pains my heart to think that there are guys out there that think there is something wrong with them because they like anal play. So I'm thrilled that finding my website helped you feel like what you love is perfectly and absolutely okay, and that there is not one thing wrong with you exactly the way that you are. I know that there is so much taboo and so much stigma attached. So, yeah, this is why I do what I do. I'm so glad that you found my website, that you had the courage to tell your wife of your secret fantasy. Good for you. And that you are well on the way to exploring this. And you know, I got your message a little while ago, so I'm wondering how close you are to actually doing the deed. Because remember, I want to play the music for you guys, especially since you wrote this lovely letter in. I can't wait to play the music. For someone who has found so much reassurance from my website, just from the words that I've written. So yeah, let me know when I can play the music, and thank you so much for writing in. Okay, and here we had another person check back in with us. I'm just going to read it because he explains who he is. I'm the guy that had a woman trying to get me to have sex with a guy for her after pegging. And she had outed me with her friends in front of my kids, 12 and 13-year-olds. I was really put off more than I initially thought about the whole trust issue, and it became, if I can't trust her with something that sensitive to me, and she is trying to get me to do things she knows I wouldn't want, where would that go in the future? So after a couple more weeks, serious conversations out of the bedroom about it, as you suggested, I decided enough was enough, and with the other issues not mentioned, I let it go. We are still friends, no benefits, but I have become more forthcoming with my limits. I found a woman a couple weeks ago who I told this to, exchanging our fantasies, and found out she was a good match. She likes controlling and tying me up and edging me orally and with her hand, and switching where I edge her. Lots of fun. Anyway, she decided to peg me while I was tied without telling me she was going to do it, blindfolded me as she got ready, and when she took off the blindfold, she had moved the mirror in front of me, bent me over, and was all dressed up, pirate style, with a strap on. I guess I got kind of loud with the noises I was making and really enjoying it, because when I looked back, her whole body was shaking as she pegged me. Hottest moment of my life up till now. Thanks for your help. Shorten this letter as you see fit if you read it. I completely understand, but I found something new for me. I usually do the come here motion on her G-spot with my finger during oral and drive her nuts, so she did the same to me, and it was so intense. Any curved strap-on toys that might hit that spot really well that you can advise for? Thank you. Your show has changed my life. Kudos to you. I absolutely have some that I can recommend, but I don't really know how big of a diameter that you are used to. So I'm going to make a couple of suggestions. One is a much more slender one that's more for beginners. And I don't know if that's where you are or if that's just where you want to stay, even if you're not a beginner. But the Tantus Sport has a really nice curve to it. And it will definitely target that prostate and make sure you turn it in the right direction depending on what position you're in. And there are two lengths of the Tantus Sport. There's longer and the shorter. The shorter one is pretty short. It's only 5.5 inches long. I find that the shorter one is really a good one to choose if you are both fairly slender and don't have a lot of extra on your ass or on her belly, because that will take up some length. But also, I find the 5.5 is good for if she really enjoys just pushing it to the hilt in a specific position and kind of hammering away and doing it pretty vigorously. Then a shorter dildo is usually better because a longer one's going to bottom out, and most men find that uncomfortable. Some of them love it, but a lot of them find it uncomfortable. So if you have any other experiences of your own in terms of liking a long one or not, that should also help you choose. So if you're looking for something on the intermediate diameter with a pronounced curve, then what I would recommend actually would be the Tantus Curve. It's sort of easy to remember because that's the name of it. It comes in 3 different colors and it has a very pronounced curve. It is fairly firm. It's not really hard, like hard plastic or anything like that, because it is 100% silicone. But it is fairly firm, so it's not going to bend too much. So it will definitely have that curve that you want to target your prostate. I have found that only men who really like a lot of pressure on their prostate enjoy this one. And men who are much more sensitive, like one of the last emails that I read just a little while ago, talk about things like, it feels like it's rearranging my insides. But the thing is if you use a technique where you have that strapped on and it's inside your guy, and the woman gets it right in the right spot and then just moves a little bit back and forth in a fairly quick motion, oh my God, it just sends guys to the moon. And it sounds like you really like that. I think this would be a good choice for you if the pressure that she usually uses with her fingers is fairly firm. I think it would be an excellent choice. And actually, you know, I went to enticeme.com and we don't have it there yet, but I just sent a text to Tiffany to add it to our collection. I want to add this to the collection because there are definitely men out there who like very firm pressure on the prostate, and a intermediate size dildo with a pronounced curve, you can't do better than the Tantus Curve. So we're going to have that up on the website soon, or you can, of course, find it in other places. But the Tantus Curve is what I would recommend. So there you have it. You know, I'm really happy that you walked away from someone you couldn't trust. I know that that's never an easy thing to do when you think you found a really good relationship, but she was walking over your boundaries all over the place. So I'm also very happy that you have found someone fairly quickly that you are really compatible with and doing the pegging thing with again. So good for you. It was my pleasure to give you, you know, I give people advice. Can you hear me just like tripping over the word advice? Because advice is a scary thing. You guys all have lives. I don't know what's best for you. All I knew is what I would do. And I can give you hints and I can give you suggestions and I can give you things to think about. But in the end, it's your life. So giving advice is a scary thing sometimes because, You know, what if the guy goes home and says, honey, I want you to peg me, and she says, fuck you, and leaves him? And then that's happened to me before. And it's been an awful, horrible thing. And then 2 years later, he wrote me back and said, probably best thing I ever did, because now I'm with someone who I'm compatible with. And it doesn't make it any less difficult at the time, but if anything that I have said has helped you along your journey, then I'm happy for you. And it sounds like you are much happier with this new partner, so I'm thrilled for you. I appreciate you writing in and letting me know. Okay, so I'm going to wrap it up right here. Tiny bit shorter than a usual podcast, but hey, 2 podcasts in 2 days. I fucking rocked it, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm thrilled that I could surprise you with this, so I'm going to put this up as quickly as I can get it edited, and happy Pride, everybody. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and my forum. You can also find it at pegging101.com, where I have informational pegging articles only, with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you like. The Follow tab also allows you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. If you order any new sexy toys from enticeme.com, please remember to use the coupon code RUBY for a whopping 20% off your purchase. And remember, shipping is free for orders over $100. Send your questions to Ruby at peggingparadise.com. Please remember, everybody, no question is too silly, too strange, or too simple. So many people out there listening are going to learn with you if you ask that question. So don't be shy. Send it to me, throw it in my mailbox, or call me at 805-500-6544. Thank you for downloading and listening, everyone. You rock. Happy pegging.